and predators of all shapes and sizes. The dark net is all of these things, to some extent, but for me, it is an idea more than a particular place, an underworld set apart yet connected to the internet we inhabit, a world of complete freedom and anonymity, where users say and do what they like, uncensored, unregulated, and outside of society's norms. It is a world that is as shocking and disturbing as it is innovative and creative. A world that is also much closer than you think. The darknet is rarely out of the news, with stories of young people sharing homemade pornography, of cyberbullies and trolls tormenting strangers, of political extremists peddling propaganda, of illegal goods, drugs, and confidential documents only a click or two away, appearing in headlines almost daily. But it is still a world that is, for the most part, unexplored and little understood. In reality, few people have ventured into the darker recesses of the net to study these sites in any detail. I started researching radical social and political movements in 2007, when I spent 2.5 years following Islamist extremists around Europe and North America, trying to piece together a fragmented and largely disjointed real-world network of young men who sympathized with Al-Qaeda ideology. By the time I'd finished